We are learning Maseches Moed Katan Dav Zayin on the base, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom. We had a machlokes in the Mishnah, Rameyer and Chachamim, and in the Brayta is Rameyer and Rav Yosi. Rameyer holds that Royin is in the Gom Lahakul Lahakme. The Kohen looks at the Nega, and if it's Lahakul, he says, yeah, it's Mutter. If it's Lahakme, he's quiet. But Rav Yosi says, no, if you look at it, you got a Paskin. And therefore, you shouldn't look at the Nega on Chol HaMoed because you're going to ruin the guy's Yontif. And Rebbe says that I Paskin like Rameyer by Musker and Rav Yosi by Mukhlet. And we'll see now exactly what's going on here. Amar Rava, b'tar kul alma loy pligi deloy chazulay. Everyone agrees that someone who is still tar, which means he saw a nega, but he didn't bring it to any kohen yet, he should not call the kohen. Kul alma pligi loy chazulay. He doesn't show the kohen because nothing to gain. He doesn't get right now. He's still tar. There's nothing to gain from bringing down the kohen. Nothing. He just made some worry, but he doesn't gain bringing the kohen because right now he's tar still. If he brings down the kohen, his chance to become tame. So kul alma don't bring down the kohen. And like we spoke out that I think it's the first Gemara on base that says is that you don't have to show it to the kohen on a regal, so he doesn't have to show it to the kohen. That's a kuliyam. Behesker reshoin the kuliyam lepigah the chazile. After the first week of hesker kuliyam, you should show it to the kohen. Why? Because if he's tahar, he's in b'simcha, and if he's tameh, so just wait another week. If it's not tahar, he'll wait another week. Hesker Sheni, another week. So therefore, nothing's going to change. Same Hesker Rishon, Hesker Sheni. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi says, "Shem Matar Le Mesameach Le." If you Matar, you make him happy. Loi Matar Le, Loi Matar Le Yosim in the Kara Elo Tiskla Pam Shniyah. Another week. Frey Taisvis, what are you talking about? It's possible after the first week that something changed. If it spread or if a white hair sprouted. The halacha is that's tameh. So it's possible he's going to be tameh. So you should have the same problem. You shouldn't look at the nega. So Tosis answers that since here you have another option to give another Hesker a week, so there, even for your Rav Yosi, you don't have to say Tameh. You can say, wait another week. Because that still stems with Latar or Latama, because Rav Yosi holds you have to Matar him or Matama him. So here, if you have another week, you could tell him, stay another week. So then you could do that, even though you don't have to make him Tameh. So that's why the Kul Alam Pligi the Chazulai. So what is the Machlaikis? Keep pligi. Where is the machlokes? Keep pligi. Behesker sheni. After the second week. So now, after the second week, so now, there is a big chance going on. If he's tahar, he's tahar. If he's tameh, then he's mukhlet. He has to go chutz l'machna, and he becomes a chomer diga tameh. So there is a machlokes. Mar sabar, Rav Meir holds b'koyin tali mulsa itar amal itar. If he's tahar, he says tahar. Be tameh, and if he's tameh, shastik is quiet. So nothing happens. He stays behesker. He stays locked up. He stays, figuratively locked up, but he's not a mukhlid yet. But Rav Yosi says, no, letaroi or letamik siv, you have to be matar him or matar him. When you see him, you have to matar or matar him. So that's the machlekes, Rav Meir and Rav Yosi, by Hesker Sheni. And the truth is, in the Gemara, the same machlekes is by mukhlid also. Once he's a mukhlid and sitting out of the machna and he's a certified tameh, the same thing. That if Rav Meir holds, if you see him, you can go see him, because if he's tar, Kabbalah is tar. And he starts process of Tyra. If he's Tomei, so then just be quiet. And according to Rabbi Yosi, no, you shouldn't see him at all, because there, once you see him, you have to tell him he's Tomei. So that's what the Gemara says. That's what we'll see the next Gemara. That's what comes out here. And maybe also by Mukhlet. So now, as I come to the next Gemara, we're going to tell you, we'll learn Rashi's Pshat, and that's what we'll learn the Gemara. Rashi holds it like this, that there are two differences between a musker and a mukhlet. A musker, which means after he sees the nega, shows to the kohen says there's something here, and he locks him up figuratively. The halacha is he's usher in his wife. He's usher v'tash shemitah with his wife. But he can hang around other people. He doesn't have to go chutz l'machna. Mashenkein, when he becomes a mukhlet, when he becomes a certified tam, he has to sit outside the machna, he's mutter to his wife. He's with his wife, but he's also to be with other people because he has to sit outside. That's one hanacha that Rashi learns. Another hanacha Rashi learns is that what he just said, that a musker could be around other people. He doesn't go out of the machna. Mashenka Mukhlet has to go out of the machna. So that's what Rashi learns. It doesn't stim so good with the Mishnah and Megillah, like Tosfos asks on Daf Zayin and Alpha. We're going to learn Rashi's pshat. So remember, there's a chilek between musker and mukhlet. Musker is mutter. Musker is mutter to be with all the people and asr b'tashmish. Mukhlet is mutter b'tashmish and asr to be around all the people. And that's for sure after you start the tahara process, which is 7 days, when the kohen comes outside, sees his tahar, and he brings two birds, and then you wait a week to bring the kabbonis, that's a kuliyama, asr and his wife. That's for sure asr and his wife. It's called Yimei Sviro, when he's counting 7 days, then for sure he's asr and his wife. So now let's see the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Nirin Divir Rabbi Yosef Muklit. I pass Rabbi Yosef by a Muklit, the Rabbi Meir of a Musker, by Tanya Ibcha, and some say the opposite, Bryce is the opposite, that Rabbi Yosef by Musker, and Rabbi Meir by Muklit. Zog Gemara Tanoye, it's Muklit Tanoye. Aliba the Rabbi. Mar Sova Tzavsa the Amma Adiflei, or Mar Sova Tzavsa the Isha Adiflei. And we will explain it. The man the Amma holds, Tzavsa the Isha Adiflei means he'd rather be with his wife than with other people. So then, that's what we call. So then, the halacha is that by Hesker Sheni, according to Rebbe, he's going to say, I hold that you, like Rav Meir, that you do look at Nagoyim then. By Hesker, I look at Nagoyim. Why? Because both ways, he's in a game. If you remember, he's by Hesker now, he's also with his wife now, according to Rashi. So by Hesker Sheni, Rebbe holds, we pass Nagoyim Rav Meir, that you do look at the Nega. Why? Because if you retire him, Gevaldik, he's seventh heaven. If you metame him and you make him into a muklit, and he has to go out of three machnas, he also likes it better. Because he'd rather have tzafis of the ishtar, which means the company of his wife, than the company of other people. So therefore, there's no tsar, so therefore he passed Arameya. What?
His wife goes out with
him. He could go out with him. She's mutter with him. She could go out with him, but he can't be with other people. He could be with his wife. So he's gains with his wife. And he passed like Rabbi Yosi by a muklit that you shouldn't see the nega. Why not? Because by a muklit, we're sitting outside already, she might mess him up. Because if he's tahar, then he's going to have to go 7 days for 7 days of sfira. And then he'll be also with his wife. And maybe go back to the machna, but he'll also with his wife. So he'd rather have a tzafis the ishtar. So that's the first gear. So we're a mayor, we pass over a mayor by a musker, and like Rav Yosi by a muklit. That's the first gear. Now, the other gear that says the opposite, their Rebbe holds that tzafs the amma of lay, his friends are better. So therefore, Rebbe says like this: I hold her a mayor by a muklit that you go see it because there, Manav Shach will be there. It's going to be better. Manav Shach is good. Why? If he's tahar, you're bringing him back to the machna, and that's better for him. He likes friends better, even though he'll be also his wife now. He may sfira. And if not, you're not making more tamei. You're not making more tamei. So why not check it out? But by a Hesker Sheni, there he holds a Rav Yosi because there he might lose out. Because if he's tahar, good. But if he's tamei, they're going to make him usher with the other people. And this man, this Gerson Rebbe holds tzafsa da alma adavle. So the machlekes over here, the two Gerson Rebbe, if it's better to be with your wife or better to be with friends? That's the shah. What's better? What's a person like better? His friends or his wife? That's the question, and that's the way to explain both things. Just to speak out, one important point that Tosfos points out is that when you say we pass him like Rav Meir, if you lost and tzafs the ishtar adavle, it means you pass him like Rav Meir by Hesker Sheni, which means you look at the nega Hesker Sheni because the Rebbe says the Manav Shach is good, if his Torah is good, if his Tameh is better also because Muklit is better. But Rav Meir himself doesn't say that. Rav Meir himself says that you don't say that Tameh, you're quiet. So it's not Mamash like Rav Meir, it just means he holds like Rav Meir who says you look at a nega. But it's not mamish like the sheet of Rav Meir. Rav Meir says you don't say anything. It's not mamish like Rav Meir, but it means like Rav Meir, you look at the nega. Akaponim, that's the way we learned the Gemara here. We learned like Rashi, that holds that a musker is asr and his wife, a muchat's mutter, then Mei Svir is asr. And that's how we learned. The Tosfos argues, Ayin Tosfos Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemara writes, Lameimro, what's referred to in the sugi is the muklit mutta b'tashmita. That's for sure that a muklit is mutta b'tashmita. The Gemara says, "In yes, I'll tell you, it's a right from a brisa. It's a first a brisa like that." But I tell you, it's a brisa. It says in the pasuk that after he does the two birds, v'chibes hamataras pegodov, he washes clothing, which means he's tovel them. The gilach is called sa'aray. He shaves off all his hair. V'rochas mayim v'tar, and he's tovel. They come back to the machna, but v'yoshav mechutz la'olay shivas yomim, sits out of his oil, out of his tent for 7 days. What does it mean? Sits out of his tent. He can sleep. He doesn't be homeless. He can sleep in a tent. What it means is she also v'tashem amita. Walk v'ain olay l'ishtoy, because olay always refers to his wife. Shnemar leich emar lehem. This is talking about Matan Torah. That after Matan Torah, Hashem told Moshe leich emar lehem shuvu lechem l'olechem. Go back to your wives. You're mutter now with your wives. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. This is the pasuk that says that in the 7 days you also tasha mita, and Rehuda says make a deal like this. Rehuda Eimer Shivas Yom Yisparu Loi Yemei Sviru Lei Mechelutai. Tosis Girsa is maybe it's going on the pasuk of Yoshem Chusala Shivas Yomim. Akponim, either way, Ruda's saying is the whole din of being out of the oil, which means also to your wife, is dafka by Yemei Sefira. But Mat Yemei Chalutos. It means that the Mukhlit is Mutter and his wife. That's the Shita of the Tanakhama's Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. And that's how we're learning now. Our Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda argues. This is the Omer. Shivas Yemei Sefira. What's more tame, a muklit or a guy who's on the way to becoming tahar? The guy becoming tahar. So if a muklit, if the guy becoming tahar, does may sphere is aser kavachaymer to the muklit. That's what he says. Kavachaymer chaluta. For Om Rav Chia, Rav Chia says I have a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Says that it's aser b'mei chaluta. I have a kasha. For Om Rav Chia, danti lefnei Rabbi limatenu Rabenu yoysam lohayu loy luzio ele mei chaluta, which means that in the time of the Malchei Yehuda, there was a king, his name was Yoysam. His father was Uzio. Uzio, in the middle of his Malchus, he brought Keteres into the Beis HaMikdash, and because of that, he became a Metzaira. He became a Metzaira, some say for 25 years, some say for 27 years, but he became a Metzaira for all his rest of his life. A lot of years he was a Metzaira. And it says that Yoysam, his son, took over as the king at 25 years old. So it means that he was conceived while Uzio was a Mitzayra. If it was 27 years, his posture was a Mitzayra. If it was 25 years, you have to say, it was the beginning of the year, Akapana, he was a Mitzayra. Uzio was a Mitzayra when Yoysam was conceived. And we're not assuming he did any Isurim, because he wouldn't make Yoysam a Melech if he came from an Isser Bia, that's an Issa Asay. So it must be that he was, that it must be that he was done, it was Beheter. So Chayra must be that a Mitzayra Mukhlit is Mutter and his wife, because how else was Yosem conceived? Let's read it inside. Yosem lehoyel ozo el mechluta. So you see that it's Mutter to do. Amalai. So he said, Kashan Rav Yosem Yehuda says that he mechluta is also. I bring a raya from the story that's Mutter. Amalai afani kachamarati. I also said the same thing Rabbi said. So, Micah Mechli, what's the machlekes here? Rezu Yudu Sava, Gali Rachmana, Mei Sviroi, Vikoshke Chalutai. Rezu Yudu says, the Pasuk is before us that Mei Sviroi is us and his wife. And Koshke Mechalutai, which is more Tame. Umar Sava, Mad the Gali, Gali, Mad the Loi, Gali, Gali. The place where it says before us, it's before us. If it's not, then not. So, Chayrab, so, and what happened to the Kavachaymer? That's the question. Well, it might be made a Kavachaymer, Rezu Yudu. Good, you're right. Only says before us by Sviroi. So, maybe it made a Kavachaymer. So, Tais says two Pshatim. Tais has made it some kind of Pircha on this Kavachayim, or it's like a Chiddush, or he says that the Shivas Yomim is Mashma Amiyat. Dafka these 7 days, and not Yimei Chalutai, that's what Taisi says, Tup Shatim, in what's the beer in this Machlaikas. Zotim Maravaita. The main Ram, we saw from this whole Sugya, the Vekoyim Talimilsa. The whole thing is Tali in a Koyim. The Koyim is one of the sides, the guy's Tamei, the guy's not Tamei, he's the Koyim decides. So Gemara says, "Idya in." I'll show you the first brayso. Vatanya went to the brayso, and we referenced this brayso before. Vatanya, it says in the pasuk, "Uviyoyim hirois by basacha yitmo." It says, "Uviyoyim hirois by." Why is it uviyoyim? So Teretz says, "The Gemara makes drasha." Yes, uviyoyim shat roiba. There's some days where you see the gom. Yes, uviyoyim shiat roiba. Some days you don't see the gom. What does that mean? Mekan Omru, we see from here, Chosan Shanoiled by Nega. A Chosan, in the middle of his Sheva Brachas, he got a Nega. Nois Loi Zayin, may Mishnah give him the whole Sheva Brachas, Loi for a Nega for himself, Vila Beisoi, a Nega on his house, Vila Ksusoi, a Nega on his clothing. Like we know from Parashas Tazriya Metzaira, there are Negaim on the Guf, there's a Negaim on the house, and a Negaim on the clothing. So you give all those 7 days, you wait till after his Sheva Brachas. Chayim Regal, Nois Loi Shivis Mei Regal, give him the whole Yom Tov. Divri Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Yehuda says from Drasha Uviyoyim, teaches us that there's certain days you don't see Negaim. It's like we said, that the Chinuch says, really, it's a Hasei to go show it to the Kohen. But no, these are 7 days, you don't have to show it to the Kohen, the Kohen doesn't have to see the Negaim. So that's what we said in our Mishnah, must be talking about after he had a Nega already. Because before he saw a Nega, everyone agrees, from this Pasuk, you don't have to go show the Nega. Rabbi Yehuda, you don't even need a Pasuk for this. There's a Svara. There's a limud. You don't need an extra pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda. Have a limud. Rabbi Yehuda and Tzarech. Harei Yehuda, it says by a bias that when you have a nega in the bias, but tziva koyin of penis a bias. The koyin says, I'm not looking. Before I look at the nega, clear out the house. I don't want anything to come tummy in the house. That means you're pushing off looking at the koyin. It can take a few hours. It can take a whole day to empty a house. You bring in, you know, Virgil movers. It takes a while. You bring in, and it takes, it clean out the house. It takes a while. So Martinoi Dvar Shus, if we wait for him to get rid of all the furniture in the house, Kolshkin Dvar Mitzvah, for sure, for Simchas HaRegel, Simchas Shivas Mei Mishta, Avada, you will wait. You should wait. So that's Rebbe's Limud. And Rashi explains, the Limud works like this. You learn out Guf from Bayis. Just like Bayis, you wait for Dvar Shus, so by Guf, you wait for Dvar Shus. And then Kavachim, you wait for Dvar Mitzvah. So that's Machlaikas over here. What's the drasha? Is it from Uviyoyim or it's a limud from Bayis? My benai, what's nafkamina halacha between Rebbe and the first drasha of the Braisa? What's the nafkamina of Rebbe? Who does drasha or Rebbe's drasha? On my bayim, Mishmaim is derisha b'kamina. It's not nafkamina halacha. It's just a different way to make a drasha. Rava mano, devar harashus ika b'nayu. Devar harashus is the nafkamina. That means like this, that according to Rebbe, even at devar harashus you could push it off. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, no. Rabbi Yehuda, Mahasim Loi Garmina, we don't learn out from bias to that Dvar Shus can be pushed off. Why? Because the whole bias, the Chiddushu, is a Chiddush. The Eitzim Vavonim Ba'amu Le Matamu. Usually, Eitzim Vavonim, which means a Pshute Kli Eitz, a straight piece of wood that doesn't have a base kibbutz, is really not Mekabel Tuma. So here it's a Chiddush. So don't learn out from there that you're allowed to push it off because there it's special Chiddush. So the Eitzim Vavonim Ba'amu Le Matamu, Hakam Matamu, by a house of Matamu. So therefore, don't learn out from there. Now, Rebbe, what does he do with B'yayim? He has a B'yayim. So why do you need B'yayim for if you have this, you have your limud from bias? So the Gemara says that Rebbe needs both drashas. Rebbe Yama, Itzrich, you need the drasha of B'yayim, and you need the drasha from bias. The Ikash Rachmano B'yayim Harayis Boy. If it's a drasha of B'yayim Harayis Boy, which we darshan, some days you see Nagam, some days you don't see Nagam, have a mina dvar mitzvah in dvar shus lo. You say only dvar mitzvah. Only dvar mitzvah, like a chosin or a regal. That is when you push off the showing the nega. But dvar shus not. So kosh rachmana v'tziva hakoyin, the drasha from v'tziva hakoyin from a house where you clean out the house and you wait until he cleans out the house. So just have that drasha. Because when v'tziva hakoyin, have a mina hani in the lav tumah degufay of tumah degufay emet michzeh chazulei. Maybe say that's a chiddush, like Rav Yehuda said, that's a special chiddush. You can't learn out from there. Tzricha. So like this, uvayoyim is a gal to us that you have times when you push it off, and then once you have that, you can learn out from bias to even reshus. But a bias alone, you wouldn't have to learn out from because Rebbe would have the same problem as Rav Yehuda. That's a chiddush. You don't learn out from a chiddush. So therefore, you need vayoyim. Tell us that you can learn out. You can't just learn out from vayoyim because you wouldn't know the reshus. Therefore, you need both drashas. You need drasha uvayoyim. And the drasha learn out guf, which means the nega of a guf, from a nega of a bias.